Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Team USA, well, the diving might as well be Team Indiana. With Carson Tyler, Jessica Pirano, and the veteran himself, Andrew Capobianco, securing spots over the weekend in trials down in Knoxville, Tennessee, Indiana now has placed a diver in every Olympic game since 1964. That's a run of 60 years and counting. Capobianco making his second Olympic Games after medaling 4 years ago, if you'll remember, in Tokyo in the 3-meter synchronized and then finishing 10th on the 3-meter springboard, thus carrying on a legacy that he fits right into. A recent product and three-time All-American of IU diving coach Drew Johansson.
For me, I think just knowing that it's kind of my job coming in as a Hoosier to carry on that legacy that they built before us is pretty special. So now my goal is to inspire the younger generation that's coming after me. So I have some pretty great teammates pushing me every day, and I'm pushing them in the same way.
Done a pretty good job with that. That is Andrew Capobianco on his way to Paris next month. Well, another series loss by the Reds. They'll open one up tonight with the Pirates. Carson Spires with the ball. The pregame at 6:40. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Now, you didn't think Angel Reese was going to allow the Indiana Fever to come into the Windy City and let the Fever beat them for a third time this year, huh? Oh, now, wait a minute. Indiana tried now. I mean, they led by 15 with 1:07 to play in the third, led by 12 with 6.5 to play in the fourth, and then Angel said, wait a minute, I'm taking this game over. Scored 10 of her 26 points in the fourth, grabbed 5 of her 16 rebounds, and away the sky went. Fever, well, they had a couple of shots missed there in the closing seconds. Lose a tough one. Chicago wins at 88-87, four-game winning streak up in smoke. Caitlin Clark was 17 and a franchise record 13 assists. But on this day, it all went for naught.
Just seemed like the ball got really stuck. I don't know. We didn't move it side to side like we had for three quarters, which we were really good. I just felt like we didn't execute. It just felt like we kind of let them take them. When they went on a little run, we could never find a way to respond and fell apart a little bit.
Caitlin Clark, the Fever dropped to 7-11, and off to Seattle they go Thursday night. Reds on the radio to start your week. Pirates back at the Great American Ballpark. Pregame at 6:40 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLRadio.com.